pray. Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for bringing us to your house one more time. I ask that you will bless us even as we examine the scriptures together. And as we follow the scriptures up with prayer, we ask that your spirit will take absolute control of everything we do here today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Everybody said amen. Our service this morning is simply a follow-up of all the things that transpired during our last revival. One issue that came up over and over again is the issue of our roots and how they affect us. The issue of our foundation and how they influence us. As the prophet was led to people after people and spoke word after word from the Lord to them, I just had to come to the conclusion all over again that many of us, including myself, we have a great work to do about our roots. A good deal of the issues that we are dealing with today can be traced to the very foundation of our lives. This morning, therefore, we are going to take a few prayer points as we go to work on our foundation. So I'll speak for about 15, 20 minutes at the most, and then we'll take some serious prayer points concerning our foundation. And if you require the prayer points to be emailed to you, just let us know. We'll make them available to you. Foundation. What a foundation is to a house is essentially what roots are to a tree. And I just feel that the word foundation has been overused. Consequently, this morning, as I talk briefly, I will not use the word foundation. I rather use the word roots, which essentially is the same thing with the word foundation. Jeremiah chapter 17 in verse 8. I'll bring about six or seven things out of this passage, and then we'll go to God in prayer. Jeremiah 17. I'm reading there in verse number 8. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreads out its roots by the river, and shall not fear when the heat comes, for its leaf shall be green, and shall not be anxious in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. Now, when you look at that passage of scripture, do you know that it's a beautiful, beautiful description of a tree that is beside the waters? It's a beautiful description of a tree that doesn't bother whether it's dry season or it's wet season, whether there is rain or no rain. It keeps on yielding fruits, and the leaves keep on blossoming. But the secret behind this tree is very simple. It's not so much the trunk. It's not so much the branches. It's not so much the leaves. Neither is it so much the fruit. But it is what? The roots. The roots happen to be based by the rivers of water. And as it goes down inside the water, it brings out the necessary nutrition that the tree needs. Consequently, you look at the tree, you like the tree, you like what the tree produces, but the tree really has no power of its own to be what you think it is if not for the roots that are not seen. Do you know that's exactly the way your life and my life is? The way you are today, if there is any good in your life, a lot of it can be attributed to your roots. If there are struggles in your life, a lot of the struggles can be attributed to your roots. If there are things you are dealing with that amazes you and you cannot understand, even as a Christian, why should I be going through this? A lot of that also can be traced to your roots. So I'm going to take the roots of a tree, and I'm going to take the roots of your life, and we are going to do some comparison this morning, and I believe that it will be an eye-opener for you. The first thing I'd like to draw your attention to is this. Just like every physical tree has roots, so do we all have roots. No, don't look down. I'm not talking about under your feet. That's physical. I'm talking spiritual. Just like trees have roots, so do you and I have roots. There's no one here this morning that does not have a root. My own root, for example, you will say, his root is from where? Nigeria. But that's a big mistake. Even though my root is from Nigeria, it's deeper than Nigeria. My root, and like we always deal with it in deliverance, is from a particular compound. If you don't know what compound is, then you have a compounded problem. I'll take you to Africa and show you what a real compound is. But to make it simpler for those of you who don't know what a compound is, my own root is from a particular community. And in that community is my home base where the Itiolas grew up. Everything that is connected to that root will affect any man and any woman that goes by my last name. If the root is good, it will follow everybody that is connected to that root. If the root is bad, it will affect everyone that is connected to that root. For me, there are things that are in my life today, they may be good, they may be bad, they may be acceptable, they may be unacceptable, that you can easily trace spiritually to your roots or to my root. That's why when we do deliverance, we never fail to visit your compound. If you've ever come to us for deliverance, you know that one of the areas we visit within the first 10 minutes of praying for you is to take you back to where you grew up. It's to take you back where you originated from. Because a lot of the things that we go through when we grow up, and people see the foliage, people see the fruit, people see the trunk, people see the stem, but there is a connection that they don't see, and that is with your roots. Whatever is connected to your roots that are troubling you this morning, may the Lord deliver you from it. The second thing that I like to draw your attention to is that for a tree, as well as for us, a lot of what we see above the ground is determined by what we don't see at all. It's under the ground. May I repeat that? A lot of what we see above the ground in our lives is determined by what we don't see under the ground. Because a lot of what you see about a tree above the ground really has nothing to do with above the ground. It has to do with under the ground. Unfortunately, we only pay attention to the tree, forgetting that what keeps it standing is the root. You know the old saying, out of sight, out of mind? The root is out of sight, consequently it's out of mind. Many of us don't even know our roots. You have to visit an uncle. You have to visit a father. You have to visit a grandfather to be able to know what your roots are. And if they are able to open your eyes and they tell you things, then you'll be able to, oh, it's my roots. Let me steal a story from the prophet himself. The very first time he came here, Prophet Anta told us a story about his roots and how it affected him. He said he grew up very, very poor. Very, 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 very poor. And then he got saved. He got baptized in the Holy Spirit. He became part of a Pentecostal, one of the pioneering Pentecostal churches in Ghana. Still nothing changed. He rose up in the hierarchy of the church and became a deacon. And before you could become a deacon in the Church of Pentecost, ooh, you've got to really, really prove your worth. He became a deacon. And yet, poverty was still in his life. And he couldn't understand. He will read scriptures that says, my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus, and that will not line up with his life. He will read scriptures like, I have been young and now I'm old. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. That's scripture, but it doesn't line up with his life. So he said he began to wonder why this should be in his life until somebody said, deacon, you need deliverance. And he said, me, a deacon, need deliverance? I said, yeah, something is wrong with your roots. And he said, in the process of the deliverance, he was sent home to his uncle. I wish I remembered this last weekend. I would have told him to tell you the story from his own lips. He went home to his uncle and he said, uncle, why is it that we are all poor in this family, whether saved or unsaved? Are you not worried that you are the same way like the people who are unsaved in your family? They are not married, you are not married. They are not settled, you are not settled. They don't have money, you don't have money. They have a particular sickness in your body, in their bodies, you have the same sickness in your body. Doesn't it bother you that there is no difference between you and the unbelievers in your family? It's roots. It's roots. And so the uncle said, you know, let me tell you what happened. Many years ago, before all of you were born, I pray that everything that happened before you were born that is affecting your life, the Lord will deliver you from them this morning. He said, before all you people were born, our great uncle was sick. And they took him for help. And the man who was to help him said, we can prolong his life, but there will be a cost. And he said, whatever it takes to prolong his life, we are willing to pay it. He said, it's not money. It's destiny. It will change a little bit about the root system of your family. Say, whatever has tampered with the root of my life, say, fire of God, deliver me this day. We are going to pray, serious prayer. In fact, if you can just deal with this prayer for the next couple of days and just focus on it, it will change a lot, because many of us have things to show spiritually, but nothing to show in other areas. Other areas contradict what the Bible says about us. And if it doesn't bother you, it bothers me. And so they told them that your uncle will leave, your great uncle will leave, but we're going to have to tamper with your family foundation, the root of this tree a little bit. They said, tamper with whatever you want to tamper with. The leaves that come after, they will deal with that. But let this man leave. So the man lived. But the prize was this. Everyone that is connected to that root will be poor. There will be no rich person. Even if the person has a PhD, they will still be poor. All right? They said, no problem. We can deal with poverty as long as we're alive. They said, but we'll give you something in replacement of that. You will have children. You will have so, for your family, before you touch a woman or before a woman touches you, you have children. And he told us that day, if you are here, he said, my family, we have children like termites. They have children like termites, but there's no money to take care of the children. Do you notice that he himself didn't have much education? It's the root. That's why he was making fun of himself. And I love people that make fun of themselves, so that before you start making fun of them, they've already made fun of themselves. He said, I don't hear much English. It's my daughter that corrects me. You know, when you abase yourself like that, then everybody else is abased. But it's as a result of the poverty in the family. He said he had to go to God and say, God, do something about my own root. I can't talk for my brothers. I can't talk for my sisters. But do something about my own root. And you know what, God? God did it. God changed his roots. I know him personally. All right? I've been in his house. I've been in his bedroom. I've been around him. And I know you cannot call him a poor man. Because God broke that curse from his life. Can I make a pronouncement this morning? Every curse of poverty that is waging war against your root, may they be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. I said, may they be broken this morning in the name of Jesus. You see, whatever is underneath the ground, as far as a tree is concerned, is what affects what is above the ground. Let me move on quickly. A tree, listen, is only as healthy as its root system is. If the roots are sick, you will see it above the ground. Can I repeat that? If there is a problem with the roots of a tree, you will see it above the ground. The perplexing issues that are facing you in your life right now may be simply an offshoot from something that has been done to your roots. But there's more. Do you know that the primary function of a root system is to obtain nutrients and is to store nutrients for the tree? All right? The leaves are there. They are using light, and they are turning the light from the sun into energy. But that's all they do. They can do. What about the water that they need? It comes from the roots. What about the minerals that they need? It comes from the roots. Believe it or not, even the oxygen that they need, they come from the roots. Now, if the roots are hindered, from conducting minerals, if the roots are hindered from conducting water, if the roots are hindered from conducting oxygen, then that which is above the ground is in trouble. Every trouble that you are in this afternoon connected to your roots, may the Lord deliver you. Every trouble that I'm in this morning connected to my roots, may the Lord deliver me in the name of Jesus. Now, the thing about the root is that they walk all year round. Do you know that your roots are always working? Whether they are working for you or they are working against you, they are always working. My prayer is that my roots will not work against me. My roots will work for me. During the summer, they are very busy. The root system is very busy because the leaves are up, the fruits are up, the branches are extending. Consequently, they need to constantly feed oxygen, feed the necessary nutrients to keep the tree going. But you know what? During the winter, the trees go to sleep. They shed all the leaves. Everything becomes dry, but amazingly, the root system never rests. You know what it does? During the winter, it's still storing and storing and storing, because a time is going to come during the spring when the tree will suddenly say, I'm coming alive. And because it's coming alive, it's going to demand nutrient like never before for the new leaves to come out, for the new birds to blossom, and the root has got to be ready. But what about if the root of your life is asleep when you need for it to be awake? Many of our roots have been compromised in the realm of the spirit. Many of our forefathers, they have put their hands in things that have put our roots to sleep. Consequently, when we need what we need, there is a time in a man's life when he's old enough to marry. There's a time in a woman's life when she's old enough to marry. There's a time in a married couple's life when they should have pregnancy and have children. There's a time and a season in everything in life that should walk, like my brother will say, pari passu. Now, what do you then do if at the time that the root is supposed to pull a wife your way, it has been compromised? That this root must never pull wife for anybody. What about when you need money?
and you need prosperity. But there is a curse working against the root, that this root can pull anything, you know, but it must never, never pull prosperity. In fact, how about if that's been so compromised that now it's saying, okay, pull the opposite of whatever they want up there. Pull the opposite of whatever they want above the level of the ground. So while some roots are pulling prosperity for others, for this individual, they are pulling poverty for them. While the root of others are pulling success into the upper level that the world sees, this one is pulling failure for her. While the tree is pulling, hey, a stable life, a settled life. The root of this one has been cursed. Consequently, what it is pulling is a wandering life. Wandering, never settled in life. Whatever is troubling your roots, may the Lord deliver you this afternoon. I said, may the Lord deliver you this afternoon. I said, may the Lord deliver you this afternoon. Whatever the roots, hey, send to the surface is what you see in the surface. You didn't hear what I said. Whatever your roots, send to the surface is what you see in the surface. Let me tell you two more things before we pray. Roots of trees perform the vital function of stabilizing the tree. All right? Your life can only be stable if your root is not compromised. A healthy root system, you know what it does? It anchors the tree to the ground, allowing the tree to withstand winds, allowing the tree to withstand hurricanes, allowing the tree to withstand forces of nature. Without strong roots, the tree will fall over. The tree will fall over. During the Hurricane Sandy, I live in a neighborhood full of trees. One of the reasons I love that neighborhood, when I moved into it, how many years ago? Maybe 1990, whatever. Long before we started Fresh Anointing. When the guy took me there, I said, ooh, I've never seen neighborhood with trees like this. So we bought the house, very cheap house, about $320,000. Dirt cheap. And I was telling Brother Henry this past week, I said, my neighborhood is changing. He said, why? I said, all this place used to be trees until Hurricane Sandy came. It was then I found out that the trees in my neighborhood are only big for nothing. Telling you the truth. Nice trees, big trees, great trees, but they had no roots. When Hurricane Sandy came and uprooted many of them, I couldn't but go and take pictures. I said, a tree this big, a tree this tall, a tree this wide, this is all the root you can manage. This one will not withstand any wind. My next door neighbor, they carried the thing. He's the only one we envy in the whole neighborhood, because he has solar system. When there's no electricity, the man is having electricity. And my neighbors were so happy, I guess, when the trees fell on his solar system and just crushed his house and crushed his solar system. And I just wanted to say, wow. So these trees are just rootless trees. Let me tell you something. I want God to grab my roots. I don't want a root that is 10 inches below the surface. I want the root of my life to become an anchor. But many of our trees have roots that have been compromised. Eh? Our fathers and our forefathers have taken saw, electric saw, and manual saw. They have cut this part to do voodoo. They have cut this part for long life. They have cut this part for money. And they say, but your dependents, they will not have a stable life. And when they come, they will manage themselves. They've cut this one for success in business. They've cut this root for
for success in this. They've caught that one for success in this. They have exchanged many of our future. And they have given us instability. So you get married, and you're a loving person. The first marriage, it collapses. The second marriage, it collapses. And you look at yourself in the mirror. But I'm a good person. Why am I not stable in my marital life? The root has been compromised. Something has been done. Some roots have been so compromised, they cannot last for 50 years. Have you ever seen families that they must die at 40-something? I know of families that they will never reach 50 before they die. Why? Because that's the way the root is made up of. Somebody somewhere, sometime, has compromised the whole future and has said, okay, kill all of us at 40-something. So, and it is when the glory is shining, it is when everything is going well, that suddenly you will just hear some trees even fall without wind. And then you say, wait, there was no wind. There was no storm. It's the root. The root gave up. May your root never give up. So we are going to pray this morning. I'm preaching longer than I planned to. And I was afraid I would do this. Trees that are supposed to be stabilized by roots many times are disappointed by the roots. May God make your root a long-lasting root. May God make your root a stabilizing force, not a destabilizing force in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me say one more thing and then we'll go before God in prayer. And that is this. And I said this earlier and I say it again. What you see, hey, Jesus. What you see above the ground is not always the fault of what is above the ground. You hear me? Many times, what you see above the ground is a fault of what is underneath the ground. I've always said it, that many of us are victims of our roots. The question is this, if my roots are messed up, what do I do? Well, let's go to the zoologist. Is it the zoologist that deal with trees? All right, let's go to them and ask them a question. But this. All right, what do zoologists do? Animals. Animals? Whee! All right, some animals are like trees anyway. So you go to the scientist who deals with trees and you ask them, if my tree is not blossoming, if my tree is not like other trees, what can I do? The first question they will ask you is this. Let's look at the roots. Do you know that Jesus is the greatest botanist that ever lived? Let me show you what he said, and then we'll pray. The book of Luke, chapter 13, we'll read verse 6, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9. Luke chapter 13. What do I do if there's a problem with the tree of my life? Then you need to do something about your root. He spake also this parable in Luke chapter 13, verse 6. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard. You see that? And he came and sought fruit thereon and did what? Found none. So what do you do? And he said unto the dresser of the vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? 3 years, no fruit. I pray that all the years you have lost, the Lord will make them up for you. You see, until you until you do something about your roots, you will have fruitless years. 1 year will turn into two. Two will turn into three. Three will turn into four. Four will turn into five. Five will turn into ten. It shall not be your portion. He said, for 3 years now, I've come back again and again and again and again. There's no truth. There's no fruit. So cut it down. But I like what that wise vine dresser said. And he said in verse 8 unto him, Lord, what did he say? Let it alone this year also. I'm believing that this year shall be your year. I didn't hear your amen. I'm believing that this year shall be my year.
I'm believing that this fruit, this tree of my life, by the time they see it at the turn of this year, they will have something to glorify God for in my life. He said this year, he said, give me 1 year, give me 1 year. He said, then what will you do with it within 1 year? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also. What did he do? Till I shall dig about it. There's going to be some digging this morning. I didn't hear your amen. What you need, oh my friend, is a digging around you. Till I shall dig about it. Dig about it. Dig about it. Dig about it. Dig and dung. That would be a good message title. Dig and dung. He said, till I dig about it. What's the next statement? And dung it. You know what dung it means? Fertilize it. Fertilize it. I'll fertilize. I remember when I used to do a lot of home gardening in Alabama. That's all I did. And I did it. Is that there in church? Oh, yeah. We did a lot of gardening in Alabama. And if my maize or whatever I planted was not doing well, I would go to Lowe's and buy some fertilizer and just put it under. I never bothered myself about what is above the ground. See, don't judge me by what is above my ground. What is troubling me is under my ground. So the man said, don't cut it yet. Let's go under the ground. Let's go to the root. Because what is troubling this tree that it is not producing for 3 years is because something is wrong with the root. Now, we dig around the root, we fertilize the root, and then it shall bear fruit. And it says, if it does not bear fruit, then you can cut it down. But I can guarantee you, it shall bear fruit. You know, God created you to bear fruit, oh. God created me to bear fruit. And whether the enemy likes it or not, we shall bear fruit. I said, whether the enemy likes it or not, we shall bear fruit. I pray for you this morning that the dresser of the vineyard of your life will go to work this morning in the name of Jesus. Rather than being cut down, may necessary repairs be effected on the roots of your life and the roots of my life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that great work will be done in your life as we petition heaven to repair our root system. That's where the problem is. The root system. And bring forth fruit into your life in the name of Jesus. If you ever want to adopt a child in America or anywhere, go and check the root of that child. You didn't listen to me, because you will come back to me. Want to adopt a child. I don't know how you will do it all. Because there's not much the adopting agency can do for you about the root. So after you collect the name, and the name is really of no use because the name could be another name. The real root. They say the man is from where? Costa Rica. But the man may actually be from Panama. So you seek the root in the spirit. Take the picture to God in prayer. Say, God, this is a child I want to adopt to. How about the root? How about the root? You know, some children have roots of drugs already in their system. And you see this little baby, he's a darling. She can't even cry. She doesn't cry. She's so sweet. Wait till sweet becomes sweet 16. And then you discover that there's some problem with the root. Already many of us are carrying root problem. But I thank God that we serve a living God who does. You serve a living God. He does root canal. You know what they call root canal? He does root canal. He will go to your root and do something about it. He will go to the root of your children and do something about it. Hey, you want to buy a business? Hey, is the profit that you are looking at. You know, when we want to buy a business, you say, let me see your P&L. P&L. See your profit and loss. It looks good, though. The paper, very good, very good. In fact, I will pay more than you are asking for. What about the roots? That business, they started that business after they killed a drug dealer. The business is is foundationed in drugs. You want to buy a house? Want to buy a house? Are you serious? God will give you a house. Don't go by sight alone.
go in the spirit. Because many houses have roots in blood, in evil. And you buy the house. And it's trouble. Somebody bought a business in Nigeria and he sold it. Another person bought it and sold it. Another person bought it and sold it. Another person bought it and sold it. So I began to inquire what happened to the business. Then we found out that the foundation of that business was based on blood. Consequently, whoever buys it will never be able to keep it. Rise up on your feet and let us pray. That whatever you are dealing with, whatever you are dealing with, that has to deal with the foundation of your life, the Lord will repair it for you in the name of Jesus. I want you to raise both hands and say, Lord, I thank you for this truth. I thank you because you said I will know the truth and the truth shall set me free. Come on, just give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him dominion. Give him majesty. Bless his name. Worship him. Adore him. Thank 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 him for this truth. 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 Your foundation shall be repaired this afternoon. Your roots shall be made whole this afternoon. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I bless you. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I adore you. Lord, I...
Jesus Christ, Father, we thank you. Father, we just bless you. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Just worship him. Just exalt his holy name. Just exalt his holy name. Just exalt him this very afternoon. Just thank him. Just bless him. Just exalt his holy name. Just exalt his holy name in the name of Jesus Christ. I just want you to bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord for what he is about to do for you this very afternoon. Thank the Lord for what he is about to do for you this very afternoon. Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. Father, we bless you. Father, we worship and exalt you in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to ask the Lord this afternoon that the Lord should visit the root of your life. The Lord should just visit the root of your life. The Lord should visit the root of your life and dig about it. And dig about it in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to hear your voice. I say, I want to hear your voice this very morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray asking that God visit the root of our life. Visit the root of our life and dig about it. Dig about it in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord to dig about your root. The Lord should dig about your root. The Lord should dig about your root and fertilize it. And fertilize it. Spiritual fertilizer. The Lord should fertilize it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord that the Lord should visit your root. The Lord should visit the root of your life this very afternoon and dig round about it. And dig round about it in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to tell the Lord that, oh Lord, visit my place of birth. Visit my place of birth. Visit my compound. Visit the place I was born at. And any evil connected to me from that very place, destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord to visit your place of birth. Tell the Lord to visit your place of birth in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord, I tell him to visit your compound, wherever your compound is. Tell the Lord to visit that compound this very afternoon. The Lord should visit that very compound with fire. The Lord should visit that compound with fire and destroy any evil, whatever evil that is connected to that very place that is having effect upon your life. The Lord should destroy them. The Lord should destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Visit my compound this afternoon. Lord, visit my compound this afternoon. Visit my place of birth. Visit my place of birth and destroy any evil connected to my place of birth. Any evil connected to my place of birth. Father, destroy them. God, destroy them. Father, destroy them. Destroy them tonight. Destroy them this afternoon. Destroy them this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to tell the Lord. Tell the Lord this afternoon. Tell him that the Lord should visit. Visit your compound. Visit your compound. The place of your forefathers. The place of your forefathers. The Lord should visit that very place. The Lord should visit it and disconnect you. The Lord should disconnect you. The Lord should disconnect you. The Lord should disconnect you this very afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ.
Father, disconnect me, Lord. Father, disconnect me from every evil root. Tell the Lord to disconnect you from every evil root. Every evil root. Every evil root. The Lord should disconnect you. The Lord should disconnect you in the name of in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, disconnect me, Lord. Father, disconnect me, oh God. Lord, disconnect me from every evil root. Every evil root. Disconnect me this afternoon. Disconnect me in the name of Jesus Christ. Disconnect me, Lord. Disconnect me by fire. Tell the Lord to disconnect you by fire. Tell the Lord to disconnect you by fire. Tell the Lord to disconnect you by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, whatever evil connected to your root, tell the Lord to disconnect you. Tell the Lord to disconnect you this afternoon. The Lord should disconnect you this very afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Disconnect me, Lord. Father, disconnect us, oh Lord. Any connection, any evil connection to your root, any evil connection to your root, tell the Lord to disconnect you. Tell the Lord to disconnect you. Tell the Lord to disconnect you in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, send your axe of fire to the root of my life and destroy every evil plantation. Oh Lord, send your axe of fire to the root of my life and destroy every evil plantation in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray. Tell the Lord to send his axe of fire. The axe of fire. The Lord should release that axe this very afternoon. The Lord should release it this very afternoon to the root of your life, to the root of my life, and destroy every evil plantation, and destroy every evil plantation in the name of Jesus. Release your axe, oh Lord. Father, release your axe, oh God. Release your axe this very afternoon. Release your axe this afternoon to visit the foundation of my life, to visit the root of my life, and destroy every evil plantation, and destroy every evil plantation, and destroy every evil plantation in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release your axe, oh God. Release your axe this afternoon. Release your axe this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release your axe, oh God. Release your axe, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever power connected to my root, controlling my life, oh Lord, destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire. Whatever power connected to the root of my life and controlling my life, oh Lord, destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray. Tell the Lord to destroy them. Any power connected to the root of your life and controlling your life, controlling your family, controlling your children. Tell the Lord to destroy them. Tell the Lord to destroy them. Tell the Lord to destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to tell the Lord this afternoon. I want you to speak to the Lord. Tell the Lord to visit you today, to visit the root of your life, and any power controlling your life connected to your root, the Lord should begin to destroy them. The Lord should destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them, oh God. Father, destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, destroy them, O God. Father, let your fire begin to destroy them. Let your fire begin to destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever is affecting my life, whatever is affecting my life as a result of my root, O Lord, oh Lord, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Whatever is affecting my life as a result of my root, destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire in the name of Jesus Christ. I want you to pray. Whatever is affecting your life, whatever is affecting your life as a result of your root, as a result of where you came from, as a result even of your name, tell the Lord to destroy them. Tell the Lord to destroy them. Father, destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them. Destroy them. God, destroy them. Father, destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, oh God. Lord, destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is affecting my life, whatever is affecting your life, as a result of your root, oh God, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. I want you to tell the Lord this afternoon, tell him, he has given you the power. He said, behold, I give unto you power, power to come up against unclean spirit and to cast them out. So I want you to pray, tell the Lord, whatever is affecting you, whatever is affecting your life, whatever is affecting your business, whatever is affecting your spiritual life, as a result of your root, the Lord should destroy them. The Lord should destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them this afternoon. Destroy them by fire. Tell the Lord to destroy them by fire. Tell the Lord to destroy them by fire. Tell the Lord to destroy them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. We are going to take that prayer again. Many of us, where we are today, is not where we are supposed to be because of our root. I want us to decree that whatever is affecting my life, whatever is affecting my life as a result of my root, oh Lord God Almighty, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray. I want you to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice unto the Lord. For the Lord is in the sanctuary to answer our prayer. To answer our prayer. Whatever is affecting my life as a result of my root. Oh, Lord God Almighty, you are God. Destroy them, oh Lord. Father, destroy them, oh Lord. Father, destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them. God, destroy them. Father, set your fire upon them, oh Lord. Set your fire upon them, oh Lord. Set your fire upon them, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them by fire. Lord, destroy them by fire. God, destroy them by fire. God, destroy them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them this afternoon. Lord, destroy them this afternoon. Father, destroy them, oh God. Father, release your fire upon them. God, release your fire upon them. For you have said it and you will surely do it. You said, is there anything too hard that you cannot do? God, there is nothing that you cannot do. So, Father, destroy them. Lord, destroy them. Father, destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever is affecting your children, whatever is affecting your family, whatever is affecting your marriage, whatever is affecting your finances, as a result of your root, as a result of your root, tell the Lord, tell him this very afternoon, tell him to destroy them, tell him to destroy them. He is in the house, he is in the house, and you have the power, you have the ability, you have the anointing to destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever has tampered with the root of my life, fire of God, fire of God, destroy them. Destroy them in the name of Jesus. I want to pray in Jesus' name, I shall be so. Whatever has tampered with the root of your life, whatever has tampered with the root of your life, tell the Lord to destroy them by fire. Tell the Lord to destroy them by fire. Father, destroy them, O God. Father, destroy them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has tampered with the root of my life, O God, send down your fire this afternoon. Send down your fire this afternoon. Send down your fire this afternoon. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord to release his fire. Tell the Lord to release his fire. Tell the Lord to release his fire and destroy them. And destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord. Tell him. He is in the house to answer you. He is in the house to answer you. He is in the house to answer you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Release your fire, O God. And destroy them, O Lord. Destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We are going to pray that prayer again. Whatever has tampered with the root of my life. Whatever has tampered with the root of my life. Oh Lord, destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Tell the Lord. Tell him you have the power. He said, behold, I give unto you power. You have to pray. You have to pray. You have to pray. In the name of Jesus. Whatever has tampered with my life. Whatever has tampered with the life of my children. Oh God. Whatever, oh God, has tampered with the root of my life. Father, destroy them by fire. Lord, destroy them by fire. Lord, destroy them by fire. Lord, destroy them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Right. In the name of Jesus. Right. In the name of Jesus. Destroy them by fire. Lord, destroy them by fire. Lord, destroy them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I command all foundational strong men attached to my root to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus. I command all foundational strong men attached to the root of my life to be paralyzed in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to paralyze them, paralyze them, paralyze. Command them to be paralyzed. As I command them to be paralyzed, every foundational strong man, every foundational strong man attached to the root of your life, attached to the root of your life, making life unbearable, making life a struggle, making life a struggle. Paralyze them in the name of Jesus Christ. Paralyze them in the name of Jesus Christ. I paralyze them by fire. I paralyze them, oh Lord. Father, I paralyze them this afternoon in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Command all foundational strong men, all foundational strong men, attached to the root of your life, watching over your foundation. Tell the Lord that the Lord should release his angels. The Lord should release his angels against them. The angels of God. The angels of God should attack them. The angels of God should begin to attack them. Attack them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. It came to a point of time in the life of the children of Israel that they were not able to do anything. And God had to fight for them. And the Lord, the Bible said that the Lord laid ambush against their enemies. I want us to decree that, oh Lord, oh Lord, ambush, ambush every strong man of my root, every demonic strong man fighting my life, ambush them this afternoon. Ambush them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, ambush, ambush, oh God, every strong man, every strong man, every strong man attached to the root of my life, attached to the root of my life. Ambush them this afternoon. Ambush them, oh Lord. Father, ambush them, oh God. Father, ambush them, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, ambush them, oh Lord. Father, ambush them this afternoon. Father, ambush them this afternoon. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ambush them, O Lord. Father, ambush them, O Lord. Father, ambush them, O God. Ambush them by fire. Ambush them by fire. Ambush them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ambush them, O Lord. Father, ambush them this afternoon. Lord, ambush them this afternoon. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, change my root. Change my root. And connect my root into you. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, change my root. Change my root. And connect my root to your root. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray, I want to pray, I want to pray. Tell the Lord to change your root. The Lord should change your root today. That root, that old root, that root of demonic, that root of evil. Tell the Lord to change it, change it, change it. Father, change the root of my life. Change the root of my life this very afternoon in the name of Jesus. Right? Change the root of my life. My God and my Father, I call upon you asking that God, change, change, change. Let there be a change. Let there be a change. Let there be a change in the name of Jesus. Right? Let there be a change this afternoon. Let there be a change. Father, let there be a change. My God and my Father, I pray asking that God, let there be a change. Let there be a change. Let there be a change in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let there be a change this afternoon. Let there be a change this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a change. Let there be a change in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a change. Let there be a change this afternoon. Tell the Lord, yes, the Lord should change. The Lord should change the root of your life. The Lord should change the root of your life this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a change, my God. Let there be a change this afternoon. Let there be a change. Let there be a change in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Jabez prayed and there was a change. So there's going to be a change in your life in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty waging war against my life, break in the name of Jesus. Break in the name of Jesus. Every curse of poverty waging war against my life. I said break. Command them to break. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every curse of poverty. Every curse of poverty. Waging war against you. Break. In the name of Jesus. I said break. I said break. Break them. In the name of Jesus Christ. You have the authority. You have the power to break them. I said break them this afternoon. They have to break. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break. Every curse of poverty. Waging war against my life. Waging war against my family. I break them. I break them. In the name of Jesus Christ. I break them. I break them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. Any sickness affecting the root of my life. Oh Lord, you are the healer. You are the healer. Heal me. Heal the root of my life. Heal the root of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to pray. Tell the Lord to heal the root of your life this very afternoon. The root of your life. Father, heal, oh God. Father, heal the root of my life. My God and my Father, we call upon asking that God heal the root of my life this afternoon in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, heal the root of my life. Father, heal the root of my life. Father, heal the root of my life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Oh Lord, let the roots of family witchcraft be uprooted from the foundation of my life. In the name of Jesus, let the roots of family witchcraft be uprooted from the foundation of my life. In the name of Jesus, I want to pray in Jesus' name, I shall be so. Command every root of family witchcraft. Command them to be uprooted this afternoon. Command them. I say command them to be uprooted. Command them to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God, I command every root of family witchcraft. I command them to be uprooted. I command them to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I command them to be uprooted. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Command them to be uprooted right now. Right now. Command them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer we are going to pray, I don't want you to pray it sitting down unless you are not feeling fine. Because you cannot sit down and then wage war against the enemy of your root. Amen. I want us to decree that, Oh Lord, I release your fire to attack any attacker of my roots. In the name of Jesus, I release your fire against the enemy of my roots. In the name of Jesus, I release your fire against the enemy of my roots. In the name of Jesus, right? I want to pray. 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 Release the fire of God. and say, release the fire of God this very afternoon. You have the power. The Bible said, behold, I give unto you power. Power to come up against unclean spirits and to cast them out. Release the fire of God against every enemy of your root. Whoever is trying to hinder your root to success, to hinder your root to succeed, tell the Lord that you release the fire of God. I release the fire of God. I release the fire of God this afternoon. I release the fire of God against the attackers of my root in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Yes, release the fire of God. I said, release the fire of God this afternoon. Release the fire of God against them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. I bind any power transferring problems into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of God against any power transferring problems into the root of my life in the name of Jesus. I want to pray, I want to pray, I want to pray, I want to pray, I want to pray. Release the fire of God against them. Any power, whatever power, any demon, serving as a conduit of problem into your life. Destroy them tonight. Destroy them this afternoon. Release the fire of God upon them. I said, release the fire of God upon them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Ah, God, arise, O Lord. Father, arise, O Lord. Father, arise, O Lord. And let your fire, and let your fire, and let your fire in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. The Bible said that for I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed. For the Lord dwelleth in Zion. We are going to decree that every evil program into the life, into my life. Oh Lord, deprogram them. Deprogram them. Every evil programmed into the root of my life. Oh Lord, deprogram them. Deprogram them. In the name of Jesus Christ, I want you to pray, I want you to pray, I want you to pray. Whatever has been programmed into the root of your life to trigger at a particular time, tell the Lord to deprogram them. The Lord should deprogram them now. The Lord should deprogram them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, deprogram them, O Lord. My God and my Father, I pray, asking that God, deprogram every program, whatever has been programmed into the root of my life, my God and my Father, they program them. Father, they program them. Lord, they program them. Father, they program them. Father, they program them, O Lord. Father, they program them, O Lord. Father, they program them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. He said, I will cleanse their blood that I have not cleansed, for the Lord dwelleth in Zion. Now we are going to decree that, O Lord, every shed blood crying against my bloodline, silence them. Silence them with the blood of Jesus. Oh Lord, every shed blood crying against my bloodline, silence them. Silence them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray. I want to pray. Every shed blood, whatever blood that your parents have shed, whatever blood that your great-grandparents have shed, that is having evil effect in your bloodline, Father, silence them, oh Lord. Father, silence them, oh Lord. As they cry against my bloodline, Father, silence them. Lord, silence them. Father, silence them. God, silence them. Father, silence them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every shed blood crying against my bloodline, my God and my Father, silence them. Silence them. Silence them. Lord, silence them. Silence them. Silence them. Silence them. Silence them. Father, silence them. Silence them, O Lord. Father, silence them, O Lord. Father, silence them, O Lord. Silence them, O God. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Silence them. Silence them. Tell the Lord to silence them this afternoon. I said, tell the Lord that the Lord should come to your rescue. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord came to the rescue of Cain. If not that, people would have destroyed him. But the Lord put a mark because the blood of his brother was crying against him. I want us to decree that, oh Lord, any blood shed by my parent, by my grandparent, by my great-grandparent, crying against me, crying against my family, crying against my children. Oh, Lord, silence them, silence them, silence them, silence them in the name of Jesus Christ. Tell the Lord to silence them. Tell the Lord to silence them. You are not the one who shed the blood. I said you are not the one who shed the blood. So they don't have any legal right. They have no legal right to cry against you. They have no legal right to cry against you. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Silence them, my God. Father, silence them, O Lord. Father, silence them, O Lord. Any shed blood crying against my bloodline. Crying against my bloodline. Father, silence them. Lord, silence them. Father, silence them. Lord, silence them. Father, silence them in the name of Jesus Christ. 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 Silence them, O Lord. Father, silence them, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Silence them by fire. Tell the Lord to silence them by fire. Tell the Lord to silence them by fire. Silence them by fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to tell the Lord, oh Lord, visit me. Visit me when I was in the womb of my mother. Oh Lord, visit me when I was in the womb of my mother. And whatever evil that was done and which is having effect upon my life. Oh Lord, deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me in the name of Jesus Christ. Cry for deliverance this afternoon. I said, cry for deliverance this afternoon. Cry for deliverance this afternoon. Whatever was done against you when you were in the womb of your mother, the Lord God Almighty, tell him to deliver you. Tell him to deliver you. Father, deliver me, O Lord. Father, deliver me, O Lord. Deliver me, deliver me. God, deliver me, God, deliver me. Father, deliver us, O Lord. Father, deliver us, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever evil that was done against me when I was in the womb. When I was in the womb of my mother. Oh God. Oh God, deliver me. God, deliver me. Father, deliver me. God, deliver me. God, deliver me. God, deliver me. God, deliver me. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Any compromise in the root of my life. Oh Lord, destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire. Destroy them by fire. Any compromise in the root of my life. Oh Lord God Almighty, destroy them. Destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. I want to pray. Any compromise by our parent, any compromise by our grandparent, any compromise by any one of us, knowingly or unknowingly. Oh Lord God Almighty. Ah God, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. Father, destroy them. Lord, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. Lord, destroy them, destroy them, destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them, oh Lord. Father, destroy them, O Lord. Father, destroy them, O God. In the name of Jesus, right? Destroy them. My God and my Father, I plead with you and asking that God, destroy, destroy, destroy. Father, destroy them. God, destroy them. Father, destroy them. Father, destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. I want you to take this prayer point very seriously. Whatever has been exchanged in the realm of the spirit and which is having effect upon my life, oh Lord, reverse them, reverse them, reverse them, reverse them in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been exchanged in the realm of the spirit and which is having effect upon my life, oh Lord, reverse them, reverse them, reverse them, reverse them, reverse them. Tell the Lord to reverse them. Tell the Lord to reverse them this very afternoon. This is the time for reversal. Tell the Lord to reverse them. I said, tell the Lord to reverse them in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, reverse them. My God and my Father, I pray asking that God reverse, reverse, Lord, reverse them. Father, reverse them, oh Lord. Father, reverse them, oh Lord. Father, reverse them, O God. Father, reverse them, O Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever has been exchanged in the realm of the spirit, having effect upon my life, having effect upon your ministry, having effect upon your children, having effect upon your finances. Oh God, reverse them, reverse them, reverse them. Father, reverse them, Lord, reverse them. Father, reverse them, Lord, reverse them. Father, reverse them in the name of Jesus Christ. Reverse them, O Lord. Father, reverse them, O God. Father, reverse them, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Reverse them, O Lord. Father, reverse them, O Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Whatever my ancestors has done and which is having evil effect upon my life, oh Lord, destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. Destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Destroy them. I said destroy them. I said destroy them. In the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever my ancestors have done. Whatever my ancestors have done. And which is having evil effect upon my life. Oh Lord, destroy them by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we pray. All ancestral evil promises. All evil covenants. Troubling my bloodline. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. All ancestral evil promises. All evil covenants. Troubling my bloodline. Expire by fire. Expire by fire. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. It's impossible to finish all the prayer points we have on a Sunday morning. So we'll continue on Friday night at 7 o'clock. But let me give you one more and then we'll round up. I pray that your roots will never betray you. Amen. I have my reason for saying that. Some trees, we go to sleep during winter. But they never wake up during spring. I see it in the park all the time. The park people will be going around when it is springtime, cutting down trees that used to have leaves before winter came. And life has seasons. Wherever the seasons of life will take you, may your roots never block your comeback. In the name of Jesus Christ. Say, wherever the seasons of life will take me, say, my roots, don't block my comeback. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the mighty name of Jesus. By the grace of God, you will bounce back. By the grace of God, you will return. By the grace of God, it will be better this spring. You will have a spring in your life. You will have a spring in your feet. The leaves you used to have, you will have them. The money you used to have, you will have them. The breakthrough you used to have, you will have them. The peace of mind you used to have, you will have them. The joy you used to have, you will have them. The peace you used to have, you will have them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we speak to the roots of your life. May they not block your comeback. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are coming back. I say you are coming back stronger than it was during the fall. I know everything fell. You know when they fell. You know where they fell. Everything fell a couple of months ago. Everything fell when the season changed. They call it autumn. They call it fall. But spring is here. And your roots shall not block you. Your roots shall not disobey the will of God for your life. I speak to your root. In the name of Jesus, may they comply with the plan of God for your life. You will make a comeback. You will make a comeback. A stronger comeback than before. You'll have more fruit than you ever had. You'll have more leaves than you ever had. You'll have more impact than you ever had. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the mighty name of Jesus, I speak to you, roots. Comply, 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 comply. In Jesus' mighty, mighty name we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your word. We thank you for your truth. It's very, 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 very true that our lives are foundationed on roots. And if the roots be compromised, what can even the righteous do? I pray that every prayer we have prayed this afternoon, and many more that we shall pray on Friday, you will do a work in our lives. All the years that have been fruitless, all the years that have not brought what we desired, I pray that as that vine dresser said, give me 1 year, I will dung it. We ask you, O Lord God, that you will dig around us. Father, dig around us and fertilize our roots in the name of Jesus Christ. And we decree that whether our roots like it or not, it will assimilate heavenly fertilizer. It will assimilate heavenly fertilizer. It will respond to heavenly fertilizer in the name of Jesus Christ. Let there be a change in every area of our lives. Well, thank you, Daddy, for the answer. In the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. And everybody said, everybody said, everybody said, amen. Grab your offerings and let's just give to the Lord. If you have your